For better or worse, Donald Trump has become a central figure in Canadian politics. Between actual tariffs, threatened tariffs, and promises to make Canada the 51st state, he has upended Canada's political ecosystem in a very short time. For better or worse, it seems that Canada's main preoccupation for the foreseeable future will be a thankless exercise in dealing with the chaos monster next door. By a modest margin, readers surveyed last month said newly minted Liberal leader and Prime Minister Mark Carney was more up to this than Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre. There is a clear gender difference. And, inevitably, a clear partisan spread. The Conservative and Liberal ends of the graph are perhaps baked in, but the Green and NDP responses are worth filing away. They may signal a shift, or openness, to a Liberal Party led by Mark Carney, which we may also have seen in a poll a few weeks ago. There is perhaps a mild connection to income, at least in the higher brackets. And there is a better defined connection to age. We also looked at questions that connected broadly to patriotism, or a traditional sense of Canada's identity as a nation. Some of these are stronger than others, but the direction is consistent. Readers who are hawkish on Ukraine are much more likely to back Carney. One thing that sometimes happens with our online polls is that results are so one-sided that they aren't all that interesting to write about. Regular readers will know that most of what gives our poll stories depth is cross-referencing them with each other, and if the main result is in the mid-90s for or against, as happened a while back with a poll asking whether Ontario needed a new flag, there's not much to work with. I'm making a semi-exception of our other poll this week, which asked if you personally expected Canada to become part of the U.S., as the 51st state, as states 51 through 59, or otherwise, in your own lifetime. Only 8% did. Younger readers were more likely to see this as possible, which makes a kind of sense. And readers who would like it to happen were far more likely to say that it actually would happen.